Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint, I am really, really, really feeling much better about Nico Collins.
Really?
Are you?
I am. I really am. I like what I've seen from him. And I know his production isn't like he hasn't had a 100-yard game. You know, he only got two targets in the first game and you know, led the team in receiving in the last game. But, you know, you don't remember a lot. But just watching, you know, the tape and seeing him. Sometimes I find myself just watching him on routes. I like what he is doing. I think he is in position to be more productive and make more plays. I think he potentially more than anybody is getting hurt by the struggles of Davis Mills. And I have really been impressed, starting with the Rams preseason game when they made it a point to get him involved. He went up and made plays like we're saying, that, you know, those simple plays that he was dropping sometimes at practice, not being consistent, catching that and making a big play out of it, going up, catching a touchdown in traffic and helping his quarterback. In the next game, you know, having PI penalties there as well, moving the ball down the field. And like I like what we have seen, even in these last two games. Is like there have been times where he has been open and just Davis has airmailed him and not giving him a shot, but he has been there. I really like what I'm seeing from Nico Collins. And I know it hasn't shown when you look production-wise, but if you just go watch him and see where he is, if he were given better chances and better opportunities to go get the ball and catch the ball and given shots and not have it thrown in the first row, I think his production would be a lot better than what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, look, I think they got to get him more involved. There's no question about that. I think that starts with Davis Mills. I remember from the TV copy of week one versus the Colts is, you know, there's on the ball that he had the miscommunication with Brandon Cooks. I mean, right now, Nico Collins is open on a little shallow route across the middle, right where the pressure was coming from. That would have been a big, big gain. And so little things like that, giving him a chance to catch the football on the run versus pressure looks, because there's nobody back there. He's already got his guy beat. Everybody else is running man-to-man with another receiver. Those are big gain type of opportunities. You don't always have to throw the ball, you know, 40 yards in order to get that big gain. So I tell you where I'm at with Nico, though, in terms – I agree that the offense has to get him more involved.
You've watched the tape, right? There have been spaces where they've had opportunities with him?
There's been some spaces where he's been had opportunity, but if you put me on the spot right now and said, you know, what do you think Nico is in this league? I think Nico is a complimentary. I mean, I confuse people with that. I think he is a starting receiver in this league.
Two or three on a really good team.
Yeah, I think he's a good. I agree with that. Think he's a good receiver that's going to catch you a slant, big bodied receiver that can catch you a slant. I'm really concerned. I just don't think he's going to run by anybody. He doesn't move at the same speed. I mean, Chris Moore appears to be moving faster than him at times on go routes and things like that. So I'm a little bit concerned on what exactly he is in this league. And is he the guy that can go up and legit be a deep threat and go up and get these 50-50 balls versus starting DBs in this league? I'm a little bit concerned with that, but no doubt about it, they've got to find a way to make him a bigger part of this offense.
Lovie Smith, he spoke about this earlier this week, talking about Nico Collins, as you just talked about, getting him more involved. This was Lovie.
Well, Nico is a big target, and as you identify some of the things, you know, after the fact a little bit, that I thought Nico did some good things when we featured him. And as we look at it, I mean, big target, when we do go to him, of course, it seemed like he's been a playmaker. So that's one of the areas that we need to be able to get Nico more involved when we're passing the football.
Hopefully that becomes his week. Yeah. Last week he said that Damian Pierce needed to be more involved, and he damn sure was. Hopefully this week it is for Nico. I'm just when I was watching, and I'm not saying that he is this guy. Okay, when I was watching Courtland Sutton on the other side and seeing some of the type of routes he was running and some of the opportunities that Russ was giving him, I was like, I don't think Nico is as good as that guy or will be that. But, man, I'd like to see an opportunity where, hey, let's give him a shot against a smaller corner to see if he can go up and get it. Yeah. Like, Sutton didn't run by Stingley or run by some of these guys, but he was by himself. He put the ball up in the air, and obviously Russ throws those balls as well as anybody, but allowed him to go up and get it. And I like to see it. And I remember, like, the play that really jumped in my mind was the 4th-and-2 for the Broncos, and they run that little curl of Sutton where he basically just boxed out the corner in Steven Nelson or Stingley, whoever it was, and bam, he put it right on him, and he made a big – like, Nico can do that and potentially break a tackle. And then we do see him down the field on the drive at 3:36 where they're coming in, and he hits Nico down the field. Like, where are those?
Yeah.
Like, give him those opportunities. And he is the one that I see him airmail all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I think he's trying to throw it up in the air for him to go get it, but he's going to need a ladder out there to go and get the thing.